the House Special Committee on Budget, the Subcommittee on General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development. This morning is Tuesday, August 2nd, 2005, and we are going to be in recess now for about 1 hour.
Don't get comfortable, folks. High drama.
of recess. It's 11:48, and we are going to open up a work session.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, Senate Bill 71 authorizes the issuance of lottery bonds to establish a multimodal transportation fund to finance Department of Transportation loans and grants to public bodies and private entities for air, marine, and rail transportation projects in the V engrossed version. And the measure requires that 15% of the net proceeds from the lottery bonds be allocated to projects in each congressional district in the state, and not more than 30% of the net proceeds be allocated to any one congressional district. It requires at least 20% of the public or private match for eligible projects. Project specifies that private entities with annual Oregon revenues of greater than $40 million are eligible for loans but not grants from the fund, and requires the Oregon Transportation Commission to select projects for proposals and to consider recommendations from the Freight Advisory Committee and State Aviation Board. Directs the Commission to use certain considerations in evaluating projects, including economic benefit, leverage of other funds, project readiness, and intermodal benefits, and requires the Commission to transfer monies for approved aviation projects to the Department of Aviation, including funds from for administration, and specifies that the Port of Portland may not finance an intermodal transportation facility primarily focused on rail transportation on the former Reynolds Aluminum property in Troutdale, and that provision sunsets in 2014 in Senate Bill 71B.
Thank you. Representative Avakian.
Mr. Chair, I will, you ready for a motion?
Yep.
I will move the dash one amendments to into Senate Bill 71.
Actually, they're dash
G14. I was just going to say, they're not ones anymore, are they?
And
B15. Yeah.
So moved. Representative Avakian moves the B14 and B15 amendments to Senate Bill 71. Any discussion?
Thank you, Susie. Mm-hmm.
Any dissension? See none. So approved. Will this be an equal opportunity chair here? Representative Krupp, do you want to make a motion on Senate Bill 71?
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 71 to the Joint Ways and Means Committee as amended with the DPAS recommendation.
It will be to the House full.
It will?
Yes.
Okay, let me amend the motion. Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 71 as amended to the full House Budget Committee with the DPAS recommendation.
Alrighty. Representative Krupp moves Senate Bill 71 with the dash 14, B14s and the dash B15 amendments to the full House Committee on Budget. Any discussion?
Do you want to read into the record what the amendments do?
Probably
well,
be a good
aren't
idea.
We technical? Please do.
Might be important in terms of establishing legislative intent.
Mr. Chair, the dash B14 amendments add public transit back into the bill that was taken out in the House committee. It also removes the cap on the grants that was in the bill, $40 million, that is deleted. It goes back to the original language regarding who the Transportation Commission shall consult in selecting projects, and it eliminates Section 4, which talks about the State Aviation Board and Freight Advisory Committee recommending transportation projects. And it eliminates the 30% cap on allocation of net proceeds to any one region. And the dash 15 amendments change the repeal date on Section 7 to 2012 from 2014.
Thank you. Any dissension? Seeing none. So approved. Before we close this work session, I truly want to thank everyone in this building for the hard work that they have provided on Senate Bill 71. I want to thank Senator Berger and Representative Gilman for the good work they've done on this bill. I want to thank the Oregon Department of Transportation for the heavy lifting they have done. Thank the Port of Portland and all of the other participants in this building on the work they've done on Senate Bill 71. I think this is a piece of legislation that everyone in the state of Oregon can be proud of. It's a start. It's truly a start. Intermodal transportation is desperately needed in this state, and I think we should all be proud of the work that has been done, and we look forward in 2 years to coming back and to getting a report on the good work that has been conducted and finding out how this has economically benefited the state, because I truly believe that's why we're all on board with this bill, because we believe this will be an economic boost. And so with that,
we have one more bill.
We're going to close the work session, though, on Senate Bill 71B. If we're going to be technical.
Oh,
all right. And now we're going to open up. Congratulations. Thank you for all your good work. We're going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 152. Ms. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 152 authorizes the issuance of lottery bonds to finance construction of a passenger terminal at North Bend Airport in the fiscal. This has been approved for passing as is.
We have no amendments.
No amendments.
Good. Mr. Chair, I'll move Senate Bill 152 to the full Budget Committee if we do pass recommendation.
Okay. Representative Labaki moves Senate Bill 152 to the full House, or the House Special Committee on Budget. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so approved.
Now, Mr. Chairman, I was just curious, could we do this for the Bandon Airport so I can actually fly closer to Bandon Dunes rather than have to land at North Bend?
Seeing no other work before this committee, we are going to be adjourned for the day.
You want a carrier for that?
Yes.
Yes. I
do
want
a carrier.
You should.
I think you should let Arnie Roblin
carry. Mr. Chair, I wouldn't mind. Would you?